the Lord. I would just like the men everywhere, if they just raise their hands in the presence of the Lord. I've heard words this morning that has made me weep, and I've sat down there, and the way this whole conference has opened, I believe that God is about to do some powerful networking, not because of our abilities, but because of our willingness to yield and to be obedient to His leading, and to share one with another so that we may pursue in the same direction. I believe God is raising up spiritual seers that will guide us as fathers will guide children. Many of us men have not had good role models in our lives, and we've come onto God and we've still taken parts of the world into even our walk with God. But God is doing something in the midst of this conference, and we want to commend Robert Frederick Clark. We want to commend him that he has obeyed God. That he has obeyed God to do it in spite of every obstacle that was put in his place. We thank God for the office and the ministry that he has for his life. And we pray that God will bless him indeed as he blessed Jabez and enlarge his territories and his borders. We give God the praise right now that blessing for Jabez is our blessing too. The word of God says that Abraham's blessings are mine. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is time that God does not just want men, he wants godly men. He doesn't want men, he wants men of God. Hallelujah. And we'll only be those men of God when we come as my brother came and we humble ourselves and see the altar as a transparent place where we can hide nothing because we know of the masses that we are going to reach. But the process must first begin with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Brethren, I just have something to share with you, brothers, today. And I pray that you'll just give me a little moment of your time that I will share it with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Last week, the Spirit of the Lord had, when I was praying, I was sleeping. And he woke me up on Thursday morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said to me, out of every wilderness comes forth a deliverer. And I woke up and I said, what does the Lord mean? What is the Lord talking about? What does he mean? Out of every wilderness comes forth a deliverer. And I got up and I began to ponder the room and I began to ask, what does the Lord mean? What does the Lord mean? What does the Lord mean? And he said to me, turn to Exodus chapter 2. Hallelujah. And it's just from verse 11 to 14, I'm laying a foundation for you to understand that when you have a purpose for your life, you must understand that purpose. Because men without purpose wander around aimlessly, not knowing where they're going. And if you don't know where you're going, then you can't tell others to follow you. You must know where you're going as a man, as a brother, as a leader. You've got to know where you're going. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But he can only say that if he knew where he was going. I know I'm talking to somebody in here today. The scripture reads, now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one, who did the wrong? Why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. I woke up and I said, God, what do you mean? And he said, the key is in verse 11. Because sometimes our ministries, we sometimes birth and base our ministries on individual things. And we offer temporal deliverance. But the ministries that God has for us is not to offer deliverance, singular. It is to be a deliverer. I don't think you heard me. When Moses went out to deliver his brother, it was one person he went to deliver. He came out and he delivered this man. And the man was grateful. But the next day, Moses saw two people striving, one with another. And he came in to break it up, and the people said, who made you to be a judge? Are you going to kill us as you killed the Egyptian? This was his own brothers. The brothers. others that he descended. I don't know if there's any of you that feel like you're doing work or you're doing ministry, and sometimes the very people who you're defending, the very people who you're trying to help and trying to raise up, is the same ones. They're in the house of God. They are in the house of God. The same ones that you're raised to help. And the reason why Moses had to flee for his life, because the thing was known. The people you think are going to help you, the people you think are going to understand, are the same ones that might turn and judge you. Carry your name, carry your business. And most men can't recover when those things happen. But Moses fled into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, God dealt with him. Because God's purpose wasn't that he delivered one person. God's purpose was that he would become a deliverer. A deliverer of many. Some of you have gone through experiences that you don't understand why you've gone through those things. Some of you have had bad relationships. Some of you have had people lie and cheat and steal. And some of you don't know how you're going to recover. That experience was not just for you. God allowed you to go through that for others. Because the church is a place where we can stand on this altar and present our righteousness. We can come and wear a nice suit, a nice tie, and seem like we got it going on. But the truth of the matter is, when you go home, there are problems that you're facing. Some of us brothers are in debt. Finance, HP. And we're saying that God's blessing us by taking out loans. Come on, church. You know who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to use your experience to help others to come out of theirs. But you can't help others if God doesn't take you through your wilderness. You must go through your wilderness. You know, when I first got saved, God saved me. Nobody preached to me. I was in Italy, in Verona, living in Verona, living a life of scams. Are you hearing me? I was in so much scams, I was earning £15,000-£20,000 a week doing my scams. But in that time, God came to me for 1 week in dreams. Nobody preached to me Jesus. But for 1 week, this man came to me doing this. In my dream, just doing this. When I got saved, I wondered why the standard God imposed on my life seemed to be different than others. I used to burn a spliff. Can we just be real? Because I thought this was a real conference. I used to burn a spliff, let me tell you. Are you hearing me? Did anybody else used to burn a spliff? Don't look around and pretend it's somebody else. You know you used to burn something. Praise the name of the Lord. And when I got saved, God dealt with me immediately about smoking. Immediately with me about my lifestyle with women. And I couldn't understand when I came into the church. I heard brothers telling me that the Lord showed them four people and they're deciding, they're choosing, don't know, fornicate. And I couldn't understand because of the way the Lord dealt with me. So I thought something was wrong, only to realize that the standard he had placed in my life was for a reason. It's not for everybody. Not everybody wants the standard. But for those who want it, you go through a wilderness. And sometimes you feel like you're on your own. Are you hearing me, brothers? Sometimes, brothers, we struggle because we feel like we're on our own. But the truth of the matter is, that process of being on your own determines the level of your hearing with God. Let me finish the story so you understand what I'm talking about. Moses offered deliverance, singular. You know, like you come in church and you say, I want God to touch me, to heal me, I'm sick, and God delivers you. That is deliverance. It's a singular activity. It's a singular event. It's a singular motion. But to be a deliverer, it means that you're taking others out. Moses offered deliverance to one of his brethren and they didn't appreciate it. When Moses left Egypt, he left with over 2.5 million people. What started out as deliverance ended up into being a deliverer. God doesn't want our little one blessing. Our blessings must lead us to our purpose. If you sing, if you play, it's not just to bless 2-3 men. It's wonderful. But God has a purpose far beyond what we're doing. All you have to do is go through your wilderness. You might look and think, well, that was just Moses. All you have to do is look at Joseph. Joseph's ministry got him into trouble. Is anybody hearing me? Has anybody's gift got them into trouble? Joseph shared his dream and his brothers. His brothers rose up against him because they didn't understand his standards. Joseph was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, accused of rape, thrown into prison and forgotten. But God didn't want him to just be just to share a deliverance to his brothers. He wanted him to deliver a nation. When God answered Joseph, Joseph delivered the Egyptians, the Israelites, he delivered many. And Joseph's words at the very end, he said, what you determined for my hurt, God turned it for my good. This was designed for one act, to deliver one person, but God saw I could deliver a nation. If you think it stops there, go to the book of John. And you see that John the Baptist had a mission to go and to preach the baptism of repentance. He was sent to prepare the way, but where did he live? Where did he live? Men of purpose must go through a wilderness. You must. Because the wilderness takes out the rubbish that's in you. Can I just talk to some of you today? We can come and present the niceness of being saved. But when somebody steps on, mashes your foot, I see what's really inside of you. Are you hearing me? Anybody can shake hands and greet one another. But if I mess with you, if I get into your business and you don't like it, I get exposed to a way in you that even you don't know what's there. I'm talking about the men. Hallelujah. I'm talking about men that fast and pray and somebody gets them upset and they're ready to let off a piece of bad word. You know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you have until it's tested. You don't know what really is inside of you until it's tested. You don't know how good that work is until it's gone through something. The Bible says every man's work will be tried by fire. If it endures the fire, then you know that that work will stand. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure before this conference came on, there was some fire, Brother Frederick. I'm sure of that. The reason why? Because when you're going to touch and release men into their ministries, the enemy knows and he tries to put obstacles because he knows what's going to happen when it happens. He knows. Praise the name of the Lord. Before I finish, I want to lead you to one more person who is the founder of our deliverance. He's the founder of being a deliverer to us, and that's Jesus himself. The Bible says that when Jesus was anointed with the Spirit of God, where's the first place the Spirit led him? Is there a connection? Is there a connection, men? Just because you're going through your wilderness, don't think God's given up on you and you don't know what to do. God ain't talking. He ain't saying nothing to me. I don't understand what's going on. You need to understand the wilderness is for a purpose. It's for a purpose. And as you go through that process, friends that you thought were friends suddenly won't be around no more. Starts to change your environment. Starts to put you around some real, strong, powerful people that know what it is to go through these things. Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. I asked the Lord when he was anointed, why? Why did God lead him into the wilderness? Why didn't he just go out to the people? And the Spirit of the Lord said, because he didn't come to deal with the oppressed. He came to deal with the oppressor. And to deal with the enemy, you've got to go in the wilderness. You've got to go in the wilderness. In the wilderness, it's you and him. You're one on one. When you're around people, you don't see the enemy. We can come in and play tambourines, don't even know the enemy's walked right up to the front. Don't even see him. But in the wilderness, you know his movements. And in the end, he has to come to you. Jesus dealt with him in the wilderness. After his wilderness, he came out of the wilderness full of the power. Is anybody hearing me? How did he come out? Full of the power. We've got men running on their own ability and their own strength. Some of us work out, some of us do running and jogging, but that is not the ability that's going to help you. You've got to come out the wilderness full of the power. Is anybody hearing me today? Because the women have far surpassed the brothers. And we're sitting down there saying, the women are so good, wonderful, but the women are prepared to go to prayer meeting. The women will meet on Saturdays for fasting. Where's the brothers? Where's the brothers? Try and call a brothers meeting. 2, 3, turn up. But if I ask you to come to a concert, everybody's there. We need to get our priorities right, my brothers. We need to get our priorities right. Every man of purpose must go through a wilderness. A wilderness goes through, takes you through a process. Without a process, there is no purpose to your ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Frederick, would you mind if I just prayed for I don't know why I feel led to praise. And another thing, I don't know why I feel led to you, my brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Could you come? Could you come? Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to help me pray. Praise the name. Just stand at the front here. Could you come as well? Praise the name of the Lord. Could you just stretch your hands out over the men here? If there's any brother that this word, however brief it may have been, that this is applying to you, I just want you to come under the covering of the hands that stretched over you. Men, we must learn that deliverance and being a deliverer means that you might have to be under somebody. Don't be afraid to come under somebody. But Frederick, is this all right? Is this all right? Praise the name. There's some men in here that have real ministries, real purpose. And it's like I'm looking at you, and I can see that when you try and share things, people don't understand what you're talking about. Are you hearing me? And the reason why is that you can't share it with everybody. God's got to lead people to you. And when he leads them, then they talk to you. You'll understand that you are one in the spirit with them. Praise the name of the Lord. Who else? Is there anybody else? Praise the name of the Lord. You know what? I am not righteous. Please don't stand up here and look and think I must be some kind of righteous person, because the only righteousness I have is in him. I'm talking about your ministries. Brother George, you know, you stood there and you said you're not qualified apart from the blood. Well, it's gone beyond the blood today. God's bringing you to your purpose. Because the blood cleanses, then it releases. Cleanse to be released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I love to hear men praising God. I don't like the music to do it for you. I like you to do it for yourself. Hallelujah. There's nothing like a war cry from the brothers. Are you hearing me, brothers, at the front? I said there's nothing like a war cry. Hallelujah. Nothing like a war cry. Nothing like a war cry unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We are men. We're not tiptoeing over the tulips. We're men. And we are men of God. And just in case some of you came in not realizing who you are not just men. Say of the Spirit of God, I will cause my anointing to change you in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. The Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you and thou shalt be changed into another man. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I want all the brothers who are up here to raise your hands. 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 Please close your eyes. Because you're getting this for yourself. Even now, the presence of the Lord is moving. I don't like to pretend and just say He's moving when He ain't there. I know He is there. In Jesus' name. And I want you to experience Him being there. I don't want it to be by your effort. I want it to be because of His grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. My brother, I don't know you, but I sense that you was in danger of your life not too long ago. Father, I praise you for what you're going to do in His ministry and in His life. I give you the praise, the highest praise, because we know that we are men of destiny. We have a destiny. Jeremiah 29:12 says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To bring about an expected end. Some of you are wondering what kind of life you're living. You're seeing others flying past you and wondering what's happening to me. God's saying, it's not just for the Morris Cirillos. It's not just for TD Jakes. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you believe the word for your life, so you will be. So you will be. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God's going to use you. You have to work real close with a pastor. Hallelujah. There is a ministry in you that people need to hear. They need to hear. I don't know where you go and who you're with, but you need to be real close. Because as the mantle drops down from Elijah, it must raise up an Elisha. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my words now are not my own, but they must be yours. Men's destinies are at this altar. Their purpose, their lives are before you. Lord, there's no antidote. There's no soothing word I can say to make them feel better. It must come and be birthed from you. My Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, burn out all the sin and the carnal weaknesses. Get it out the way. Take them through their process. That they may come out the wilderness a man of God full of the power. They are crying to you for this. And while we appreciate conferences and men's meetings, it must achieve its divine purpose. We must be released. We must be released. We must be released. We must be released. I don't know who this is for, Lord, but I am asking you today, by the Spirit of the Most High God, that you will allow somebody that stands up here to be so connected with you that their thinking will be changed. Their hearts will be changed. Their attitude to ministry will be changed. Some of the brothers are late. Some of them are not on time. Help them, Lord, to be about their Father's business. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of the Lamb over their ministries. And right now, as the ministers are stretching their hands over them, I envelop a cloud and a covering over them. Any area of weakness they may have, cover their backs, cover their minds, cover their hearts, cover their emotions. Cover them, Lord. Change their mind. Change their mind. Change their minds. Change their minds. Hallelujah. 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 I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Can somebody give him praise? Can we give him a higher praise? My Lord. Can you give him a praise without me asking you? Can it just be spontaneous? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Praise the name of the Lord. You know what? I am not righteous. Please don't stand up here and look and think I must be some kind of righteous person, because the only righteousness I have is in Him. I'm talking about your ministries. Brother George, you know, you stood there and you said you're not qualified apart from the blood. Well, it's gone beyond the blood today. God's bringing you to your purpose. Because the blood cleanses, then it releases. Cleanse to be released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I love to hear men praising God. I don't like the music to do it for you. I like you to do it for yourself. Hallelujah. There's nothing like a war cry from the brothers. Are you hearing me, brothers, at the front? I said there's nothing like a war cry. Hallelujah. Nothing like a war cry. Nothing like a war cry unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We are men. We're not tiptoeing over the tulips. We're men. And we are men of God. And just in case some of you came in not realizing who you are not just men. Saith the Spirit of God, I will cause my anointing to change you in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. The Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and thou shalt be changed into another man. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I want all the brothers who are up here to raise your hands. 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 Please close your eyes. Because you're getting this for yourself. Even now, the presence of the Lord is moving. I don't like to pretend and just say He's moving when He ain't there. I know He is there. In Jesus' name. And I want you to experience Him being there. I don't want it to be by your effort. I want it to be because of His grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. My brother, I don't know you, but I sense that you was in danger of your life not too long ago. Father, I praise you for what you're going to do in his ministry and in his life. I give you the praise, the highest praise, because we know that we are men of destiny. We have a destiny. Jeremiah 29:12 says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil.
to bring about an expected end. Some of you are wondering what kind of life you're living. You're seeing others flying past you and wondering what's happening to me. God's saying it's not just for the Morris Cirillos, it's not just for TD Jakes. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you believe the word for your life, so you will be. So you will be. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God's going to use you. You have to work real close with a pastor. Hallelujah. There is a ministry in you that people need to hear. They need to hear. I don't know where you go and who you're with, but you need to be real close. Because as the mantle drops down from Elijah, it must raise up an Elisha. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my words now are not my own, but they must be yours. Men's destinies are at this altar. Their purpose, their lives are before you. Lord, there's no antidote. There's no soothing word I can say to make them feel better. It must come and be birthed from you. My Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, burn out all the sin and the carnal weaknesses. Get it out the way. Take them through their process. That they may come out the wilderness a man of God full of the power. They are crying to you for this. And while we appreciate conferences and men's meetings, it must achieve its divine purpose. We must be released. We must be released. We must be released. We must be released. I don't know who this is for, Lord, but I am asking you today, by the Spirit of the Most High God, that you will allow somebody that stands up here to be so connected with you that their thinking will be changed. Their hearts will be changed. Their attitude to ministry will be changed. Some of the brothers are late. Some of them are not on time. Help them, Lord, to be about their Father's business. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of the Lamb over their ministries. And right now, as the ministers are stretching their hands over them, I envelop a cloud and a covering over them. Any area of weakness they may have, cover their backs, cover their minds, cover their hearts, cover their emotions. Cover them, Lord. Change their mind. Change their mind. Change their minds. Change their minds. Hallelujah. 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 I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Can somebody give him praise? Can we give him a higher praise? My Lord. Can you give him a praise without me asking you? Can it just be spontaneous? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Stay. us. Come on, men.
Fill us with your love and for each blessing and for each bless.
We lift our hearts in praise.
We lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that you have been with us where we shall leave this place.
Just follow me and say anointing,
anointing, follow, anointing, anointing, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on.
Everybody lift their hands and say anointing, anointing fall on me. Yeah. Anointing,
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Can you raise your hands real high and say anointing,
anoint.
Fill my heart, fill my mind, fill my spirit.
Anointing, oh Lord.
The power fall on me, yeah. Anointing, oh, all on me, one more time, anointing, my God, anointing, hallelujah. Fall on me. Let the Holy fall on me.
Anointing 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 fall on me.
Hallelujah. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. Then my life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him. Men, just believe. Just believe when you call on his name. When you call on his name. Touching Jesus. Touching Jesus. Is all that really matters.
Is all that really matters.
Then my life will never be the same.
Then my life will never be the same.
There is only There is only one way to touch him, one way to touch him. Church, just say, just believe, just believe. When you call on his name, men, just believe, just believe. When you call on his name, one more time, men, just believe, just believe. When you call on his name, Brother Frederick, God bless you. Hallelujah. Put your hands up like you want something from God. Father, I'm taking my hands gently off him because I want him to experience your presence. Father, right now, Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Let thy presence go before me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let thy manservant, whatever he lacks, whatever he desires in his life, let it be impacted, imparted, released, restored, revived, reconsecrated, rededicated. Release him into his purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, anoint him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name, Father, I know your presence is on him. He's shaking like a leaf. I pray that it will be a completion to the things you shared in his life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Is there anybody else real? What is your name, my brother? Paul. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, I'm asking you right now that your presence go before me on behalf of your servant Paul. My Lord, Paul, my God, will he be like the apostle? Father God, I speak life over his ministry, over his... God, your presence is just before me. Father, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would anoint Paul with... Lord, I give you praise. You withdraw my hand from him. Lord, a double portion of your presence go before him. Be up, oh God, I give you praise. I need an usher. Stand right close to him. Stand close to him. Stand close to him. Stand close to him. Let it go, my brother. I'm not even going to touch you. The presence of the Lord. Is there anybody else? Real quick. Real quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who was it that said that the Lord is going to be changing lives? The Lord is going to be doing and releasing ministry. It was him. Who was it that said it today, this morning? The word of the Lord is coming. Right now, my brother Dennis, just close your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Dennis, I don't want you to withhold me. I am not doing anything. Anything you want today is from him and him alone. That's why my hand will be very gently on you. There'll be nobody pushing you, making you feel anything. I just want you to be his presence. Brother Dennis, the Spirit of the Lord must go before you. He must be that cloud by day and that fire by night. God will raise up a trumpet in Zion, in your spirit, and you will declare the glory and the re-reward of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't be afraid of people's faces, but open your mouth and speak the things that God has revealed to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release you according to Jeremiah chapter 1. I release you to root out, pull up, and to destroy. I release you for this purpose. Oh God, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Dennis, this is not me. This is not me. This is his presence. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you move him as you will. You do it for your glory and as you will. My hand is gently on it. Oh God, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Andrew, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that there is a great desire in your life and you just don't know how to cross over your Jordan. You don't know how to cross over into the impact of the ministry that God's put into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is saying, hang around people that are strong in Him. Spend your time around them that they may teach you the way that you should go. Spend time. Spend time. Make the time. Make the time. Make the time. You're busy with many things, but make the time to develop your office, your ministry. Make the time. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise right now. Lord, I want it to be your presence again. I don't want it to be the work of a man or the arm of flesh. Men's ministries are on the line here. It needs to be right. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, give this man a double portion of your presence. Give this man answers. He needs answers. He's asking, is there any word from the Lord? Give him answers, Lord. My Lord, honor Momoshaka Talabahasa Kariyadomosha. Give him an answer, Lord. Give him an answer, Lord. Give him an answer. Give him an answer. Give him an answer, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the load off him, Lord. Take that weight off his shoulders. Take the weight from his mind. Give him peace on every side that he may walk into his Canaan. Give him peace on every side. He's coming here today. And he's come to find out if you have anything to say to him. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh God, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise.
Hallelujah. Changing lives.
Hold the top of his hands. The top of his hands.
Changing lives.
As these hands are holding up your hands, there's the Spirit of the Lord.
What
I will cause you to prevail. I will cause you to prevail. As long as your hands are held, you will prevail. You will cross over your barren seas, says the Lord. You will cross over into the new territory, says the Lord. All your pain will be forgotten and it will be used for my glory. You will cross over. You will cross over, says the Lord. Pick your mantle up and smite the waters and cross through the path that you have made for yourself. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive that thing from Him. Not only hear, no meaning.
Let it go.
Your heart, your hands being raised. It's just telling God how much you want what He has to give to you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there any oil?
Changing life.
Do it without the oil. Thank you, Jesus.
Changing life.
Thank you, Jesus. James, I don't know you, but I sense there are obstacles around you.
Forever.
I don't know what they are. I think you know what they are, but there are obstacles around you. Today I'm going to ask the Lord to remove those obstacles around you. I'm going to ask Him to remove those obstacles around you. In the name of Jesus Christ, James, you will experience His anointing today. But those obstacles are blinding your eyes. They're blinding you. They're causing you to think about all the things, the mirages that the enemy is putting in front of you. They must be removed for you to see. James, I put my hand upon your heart. The heart must bear witness with the Spirit of God's purpose for your life. As a man thinketh in his heart, oh God, I give you praise. Lord, it's just happening. 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 I breathe the word of God over him. I breathe the word of God over him. Now breathe the word of God. Bring him back. Bring him back. Bring him back. Bring him back. I breathe the word of God. James, James, let yourself go to the presence of the Lord. Not to the will and the whim of men. The presence of the Lord. What you need is greater than what I can give to you. You need something from the Lord. James, there's a cry inside of your spirit. It's like you need to give birth. You've got to give birth to your worship. Give birth to your praise. Give birth.
Give birth.
Bring him again. Bring him again. Bring him again. James. James. Receive everything. Not bits, not drops. Everything. I need you to worship God. I need your lifestyle to be a worship. I need you to be a worship. Bring him again. Father, give him everything he needs. Give him everything he needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. I give you the praise right now. I give you the praise right now. Thank you, Father. My
brothers,
be very gentle. Thank you.
I need to pray here. Pastor, pray for you. But we're going to have to, after this prayer, we're going to just do one song and then break with the. We're actually. God's Spirit is moving. But I don't want to stop the Spirit. I just want to let you know that the second stage is going to start very soon and we need to have a break so that we can actually just move in.
What do you want from God? What do you want?
Around the wilderness, it means that for many years you can be going around without having a purpose. It's time for you to step out of that. Your step today is signified by what you said. Today I need you to step out of your wilderness. You need to step out of it. No, the man of God, woman, we can't do it. We can only do what God says to do. You have to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have heard the word of God. When they came out of their wilderness, they came out with power and they came out as a deliverer. You must come out as a deliverer. You must, because there are many people that need to hear what you have to say. So now you have your purpose. Your purpose is to share your experience to bring someone else out of theirs. That is your purpose. That is your purpose defined by the Lord himself today. You will come out now. Your days of captivity are over. Your days of bondage are over. You must come forth. For God has a work for you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking again for your presence to go ahead. Father, I don't want to do nothing of self. I don't want nothing to be done of self. I want to be under the leading of this conference. I want to be under the leading of Joshua. I want to be under the leading that men can be raised. Men can be sent to spy out the land. Father, Philip is one of those men. He is sent to spy the land and to bring back the report. Let his wilderness be his report. And let him share that report to the world that is dying. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I lay my hands upon him. I ask that you anoint him from the crown of his head to the soles of his. Oh Lord, I praise you. Oh Lord, run through his body, Lord. Run through his body, Lord. Run through his body, Spirit divine. Run through his body and let him not hold himself no more. Let him yield himself to the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch his mind, Lord. Touch his mind, Lord, his mind. Break the spirit of confusion and of doubt and destroy those yokes
in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release him. 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 In the name of Jesus. Very gentle, very gentle.
You have to pray. I believe you can get through it, but I'll get a bit later on. But I need to break it now because we've gone over slightly. And if I don't stop now, we're going to be actually interfering with the other part of the program. All I want to do is to get through after this story. Everybody's allowed to get through it. I just want to think one song. The title of this part of the conference, this part is about bowing down and worshiping God. Bowing down and worshiping Him. So, I just like to just sing that song as it's closed, and then I'll just sing that song. Then we're going to. There's some tea inside there, tea and coffee. It's actually, if it's hot still, I've been told that it's not hot. Okay, there's someone's Bible there as well. That's fine. The thing I was going to say, you know, that. Tea and coffee there, there's some drink and water. If you just feel free, relax each other, just fellowship with each other. Like I said, if only there's more time in this part. But this first part is about worshipping, the second part is about teaching. We're going to be taught in the latter part. The next part we're going to be talking about is who do we serve? The actual topic is who do we serve. So I just want to sing this. Rest in the Lord, instead, sing this song, and then we're going to close and then talk about fully. Waiting to go in about 5 minutes and start with you. Okay. Michael, let's see you. Thank you.